Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, January 12th. The South Carolina General Assembly has opened its 2021 session. It was a much different opening day than in sessions past, with many lawmakers donning masks and beefed up security at the statehouse after a mob breached the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The Senate's Republican Majority Leader Shane Massey, who was reelected today to that position, says the COVID pandemic will change this year's session.
We're going to have everybody wearing masks, and so unless we are spread out like we are here, everybody's going to be wearing masks. We're going to be more spread out on the Senate floor. You're probably going to see more technology in use this year for subcommittee and committee meetings.
State public health officials report another day of relatively low coronavirus cases following continued internal reporting issues. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control today reported 1,361 confirmed cases of coronavirus. The agency again blamed the incomplete data on an internal issue and said it would release data as soon as possible. COVID-19 is raging in Pickens County. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports the number of people dying in the mostly rural county rivals three of the state's most populated.
In the past month, more people in Pickens County have died from COVID-19 than people in Richland and Charleston counties. The 71 COVID deaths in Pickens County since December 12th are only two fewer than the number of deaths in Horry County over the same time frame. To get to 70 deaths in Charleston County, which has nearly four times the population of Pickens County, you would have to add death totals back to September 19th. The virus claimed Pickens County risk manager Mike Hayes last week, and it has put the county's deputy emergency management coordinator Pierce Womack in the hospital. Womack is the son of Easley Mayor Butch Womack, who missed Monday's city council meeting after learning he had tested positive. 80% of Pickens County's COVID deaths are residents over age 70. Vaccinations for South Carolinians 70 and older begin this week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
In other news, the Lowcountry Food Bank in North Charleston is getting a slam dunk of a gift. Basketball player Michael Jordan is donating $2 million to address food insecurities from Chicago to the Carolinas. Victoria Hansen reports.
The basketball great is donating money from his The Last Dance documentary, with proceeds going to a nationwide network of food banks. The Lowcountry Food Bank serves 10 coastal communities. And while it can't say exactly how much of that $2 million it will get, it is giving thoughtful consideration. Food bank officials say Jordan expressed he wanted the money used in communities with the highest need and greatest racial disparities. The need has been vast. Before the pandemic, the Lowcountry Food Bank saw roughly 150 people come through its stores each month. This past December, that number was more than 1,000. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.